There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Friday. A new hour to work with. Love to hear from you. Of course, the telephone line and the text line, the same digits. So keep this handy. It may help you as you play the constitutional quiz later this hour. 343-0106. 343-0106. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my man Trey, doing it for 15 years plus now in Mobile and Baldwin County, getting rid of junk. That could be junk at a storage unit. Think about that. Think about the number. It's like you turn around and there's a new storage unit built, storage unit place built in Mobile and Baldwin counties. How many of those are full of things that people really, really need? I imagine there's some of them that are, they're just, you don't even know what's in it. So you got a storage unit like that. You pay every month. You cut the check or whatever. And you don't know what's in it. Get rid of the junk. Just let it go away and then save that money every month. Or it could be junk you need gone from your house. Maybe a house you're getting ready to sell. Or maybe at a office. Like I said the other day, if you're all digital and you have acres of those old metal filing cabinets, get those gone as well. Whatever the junk is, small, big, they can handle it. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And the appointment process is so very, very easy. Go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or you can pick up the phone. The name is the number, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And they'll say, hey, what day do you want to do it? You have the day that works for you, time of day that works for you. They set the appointment. They come by. You meet them there. You point at the stuff you want gone. They'll quote you a price right there on the spot. If you say yes, get to work and get it done. So check them out. That's my man Trey and 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right. And I mentioned as we were ended last hour that there's not the first appearance on this show for Eagle Scout John Schell, but it is significant. I will say this, and I know other scouts out there, young and old, will be nodding along with me. Back in the day, John, we used to think, man, if we can build a bench there at the playground for the kids, that would be a great Eagle Scout project. You took it to the next level, and it continues to grow. Thanks for coming back.
There we go.
Hey, good to have you here. Let's talk about this. So, y'all, first of all, if you did not hear, because we're going to talk about the new news, but let's go back in time to your Eagle Scout project. Troop 147 Eagle Scout John Schell has an idea that's not the bench at the park like many other Eagle Scout projects. You did what? What did you choose?
I chose to put out some mini reefs.
Mini reefs?
Yeah. Throughout the coast, I guess.
And these mini reefs, and I've deployed them and been around them. This is a reef design. I call it like the political sign stuff, the Coroplast stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, explain like if somebody, and we can go online and people can look at them. But before we do, just to kind of explain what a mini reef looks like.
Well, it kind of looks like a 4-story hotel for fish.
Okay.
When I first look at it, but it has a float on the top of it, and then it has 4 other levels of polypropylene, which is like campaign sign material. Okay. And it's best for that, so there's a lot of surface area for stuff to attach to it, and it's held together by ropes and PVC, and it's pretty stable. It'll last like 500 years without being in the sun.
Well, there you go. And you're getting a lot of people put them underneath their piers and things like that, right? So mm-hmm. they stay out of the sun. This, you know, when you first came in and we're talking about it, you said this design was used in South Florida in some places, like in dead-end canals and stuff that were gotten kind of lifeless, right?
Yeah.
And it turned it around.
It did. They were pretty murky, and there wasn't a lot of wildlife in there. But after a year or two with these things in it, like, they were clearer, there was more fish, there was more wildlife. It, like, it was all improved.
I was watching this video that y'all shot the other night. Y'all, listen, anglers, you'll like this too. It's a picture of a bunch of smaller redfish surrounding one of these and just mauling the minnows coming in and out of them. So, I mean, for somebody who wants a fish attractant, it's great, but it's a whole chain, right? I mean, it's smaller fish are, you know, move in, the algae moves in, smaller fish, and then on up the chain, right? You create like a food chain there underneath your pier.
Yeah. So, like, the other day I saw a fish that I'd never seen before because it was usually in the grassy areas, which is not where my grandfather's beach house is, and it was there, but it works as there's filter feeders, and then filter feeders kind of provide a structure or a place for the smaller fish and shrimp and things like that to hide from the big fish. And when the shrimp go hide, the big fish know where they are, so they'll hang around, and that's kind of going up the chain.
See, and if you weren't just going to do it because it's good for the water quality, you could do it also because it's a fish attractant. But you do talk about those filter feeders. So a bunch of different things that are locking onto these reefs that are doing their part to pick stuff out of the water, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, I know a lot of people don't really like them, but barnacles are amazing filter feeders. And when they attach to this reef, they're not going to really be in your way,
right?
Like they would be on like pylons and stuff. And oysters are great because they will attach to pylons, but these they'll attach to like way, way better.
And so it does that, and then it's filtering and doing all that. This is an idea also, instead of like sometimes in the world of trying to protect the environment, we think giant, we're going to do one big thing to fix it all at one time. But yours is so brilliant because you're just getting people to choose to do something on their own different properties, and together it all makes this bigger difference.
Yeah, I mean, people will be able to do it, like, even if there's one in this, like, little area of wharfs and one in this little area of wharfs, it still makes a difference. And slowly, as I've been seeing, is becoming more of a success. More people are still starting to, like, pay for them and buy them, and, like, it's just going to get bigger, even though it's starting small, but I think this project is going to get like bigger than ever anticipated.
The goal of this too is to do what? Like, where's the finish line on this, John? What is success?
The finish line for me was 175 reefs, but okay, what we now are looking for is the goal is 1,000 reefs.
Wow.
On coastal Alabama/Florida.
So 1,000, and a big deal last month, I know, too, had the press conference and all that, that you have some new partners in this. This is your Eagle Scout project now has its own press conference. Talk about that.
So it was at the Grand Hotel. We had a lot of different companies, and we actually had two mayors there, and that was pretty cool. It was a meeting to discuss the future of the project and to, like, congratulate all of those who helped get it to this point. And I mean, it is pretty cool that it got its own press conference.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, this is a new level of Eagle Scout project that has its own press conference. So yeah, with having Partners for Environmental Progress, the University of South Alabama partnering with you, obviously you go from that 175 to 1,000, but I can imagine it also helps just getting the word out. I mean, you've been trying to get the word out for a long time, but this brings some more muscle behind it.
Mm-hmm. It really does.
People are asking right now, how do they get one of the reefs?
So you can go to theeaglereef.com, and it'll get you on a list. And when the next ones come in, they'll come and install them themselves.
Okay. And by the way, too, it wasn't just enough that John has this great idea for Eagle Scout Project. You talk about the website and all that. You built that too.
Yes.
Yeah. It wasn't enough just to build the reefs. I hear you. Mm-hmm. This is you get a lot of fans out here on the text line. Don says, question for John: is there a possibility to have the state of Alabama designate an inshore area specifically for these Eagle Reef projects? Reefs. I myself got beat up in the Dolphin Island Rodeo because I could not get outside, but there were other calmer pockets near by the Battery Channel on the bay. They just weren't any fish there.
Yeah, so if there are places that you can put them, I mean, of course, if the state wants to do that, it can. I mean, I've had a few cities like Fairhope and Daphne. They've come in and asked for a bunch of them and to put on their docks and piers, so it's definitely possible.
And this, are you hearing that with this kind of attention, are you hearing from people outside our area about this?
Yes. Actually, I got one person from Saudi Arabia who wanted to donate and help the fish populations and water quality in Alabama, which was pretty cool.
So, and that water quality improvement is that goal. And so with this, I mean, there's going to have to, you have a benchmark and testing, or how do we grade that?
So the whole deal of this new partnership with PEP and the University of South Alabama is that PEP is going to help bring in the funds and help buy the reefs from Ocean Habitats.
Okay.
And South Alabama is going to be, with their School of Marine Sciences, they're going to be testing the water, finding these new locations for the reefs, looking at the water quality and, like, basically grading the water quality and how well these reefs are doing and what they're doing to the populations of fish.
So there is going to be we're going to see how it works.
Yeah.
You have a start off with a benchmark and then look at it afterwards and see what improvements are there.
Yeah.
This really is a very cool project, and it's an Eagle Scout project of John Shell's Troop 147 that has now become an Eagle Scout project that had its own press conference and continues to grow. Once again, before we wrap up, if people want to get that reef, the website again?
TheEagleReef.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's all, like, once you get there, I'm asking my question, I know, but it's easy.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. The buttons for, like, donation or volunteer, they're pretty big. And the website explains what to do and what you can do and if you want to help and how to get a reef. So
I've done this before. It's so easy, I could do it. And y'all do the same. Check it out. Go to the website. And if you have any questions, always let me know, and I'll pass this along to John. John, congratulations again, man. What a great project.
Thank you so much.
All right, John Shell with the Eagle Reef Project. And we're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile on this Friday.